The man bristled and jumped to his feet, kicking his chair backwards. Bob swung the sledgehammer backhanded, knocking the man to the floor. Johnny whipped the sawed-off shotgun from his holster and thumbed back both hammers. The two companions of the hard case quickly lifted their hands. "Get up and put your hands flat on the table, all of you," Bob ordered loudly. The music stopped, and an eerie quietness settled over the room. Lucas and Miguel also had their shotguns out and were covering the others in the room. The hard case shook his head, pushed to his feet, and placed his hands on the table with the others. "I'm going to ask you one more time," Bob said. "If I don't like your answer, I'm going to bust your knuckles with this sledge. Understand?" A frantic look suddenly appeared on the man's face. He glanced quickly at his companions. "Where can I find Lester Liggett?" Bob asked evenly, reaching out his left hand to grasp the man's wrist, holding it flat against the tabletop. Drops of sweat suddenly appeared on the man's forehead. He clamped his lips tightly together. Bob's right arm lifted high with a sledgehammer held tightly in his hand. He hesitated. The man gritted his teeth and closed his eyes. Bob slammed the hammer down with the force of a blacksmith shaping a horseshoe. The hammer struck the man's knuckles, smashing the bones to a pulp. An ear-splitting scream shattered the silence of the room. Bob loosed the man's wrist and grabbed his other wrist, pressing it flat against the table. Again, he lifted the hammer high in the air. "I didn't hear your answer," Bob told him.
"Waterfall," he screamed. "Behind a waterfall in a river."